Fernando and Greg. 99.7 now, the Bay's number one for all.
Let's go.
Wake up in the morning.
Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 now.
It is a bit wet out there this morning. Rains are coming through mostly South Bay and Peninsula and into the East Bay, but they're going to keep going north. So into the city and then into Contra Costa and all the counties north. So the rain is coming.
It looks like morning rain followed by periods of cloudiness. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow we'll pick up full rain all weekend. Yep. Great weekend to Netflix and chill.
Hey, damn, so I
and
brought my big
Super
old
Bowl.
Umbrella in here for nothing. It's not going to rain.
It's not supposed to rain throughout the day, Shan. Just morning showers. And then tomorrow you're supposed to start back up with isolated showers in the morning.
Oh,
and then you will get full-on rain, it looks like, through the weekend.
Okay, thank you.
But no, you did not need that huge umbrella.
Right.
But if you want to wear some...
Shan.
I straightened my hair today. I was not trying to get
What's
wet.
What's up, Mary Poppins?
If you, hey, I bought that umbrella.
Right?
That's a cute umbrella.
It's hella cute.
You know who has a huge umbrella?
Who?
Chad.
Oh, my God, he does, huh?
Our Love Trap, Chad, which Love Trap is today at 7:50. You don't want to miss that. But nope. Chad, I saw, he has, like, I thought he was going to play golf one day when I saw him. I'm like, what is this big umbrella, girl?
He's coming from Marin, yo. Those
Well, he rides the ferry to work, which is interesting. Yeah. You know, that's so interesting to me. And, yeah, he needs that big umbrella while
For
he's
the
on
waves.
The ferry.
He puts that umbrella, like, out front. That way, like, the waves come up and try
I'm
to
like,
wet him.
How do you carry the umbrella and your Jameson on that ferry?
Oh, wow.
At the same time.
He has two hands for two things.
Two-fisting it.
Another thing you don't want to miss is getting your bills paid. And you know it's Thursday, so you know what that means. We're doing it all day long. Every single hour on the 20s today, right into St. John's show this afternoon. Listen for your name. Get your bills paid. You can get registered right now at 997now.com. And then listen out. We got the first name coming up here in about 15, 16 minutes from right now. Okay.
All right. And to continue a topic that we talked a little bit about yesterday, things you've accidentally thrown away. You know, we really thought this this story of this man in Georgia was so interesting that he put $6,500 in cash in a travel mug that he had had since he was a kid. His mom was helping him move. And she gave it to Goodwill. They have not located that money
and
yet.
They
Nobody
won't.
Turned it in.
Girl, that's gone. That's long
Even
gone.
Your mom texted you this story.
My mom, because my mom said, you see what this mother did to her son? Well, now you need to get over all the things you think I did to you.
Yeah, just get over it.
And I said to her, well, why don't you get over all the things you think I did to you then?
Ali, what did you accidentally throw away or give away?
I threw away my dead father-in-law's rosary beads that were given to my wife.
Oh. So maybe not of a lot of monetary value, but very sentimental value.
Definitely. I still hear about it today. So, I mean, we were moving and they were hung on the wall. And I was like, okay, I've never seen anyone use these. We have a ton of them.
All right.
So we're moving. We don't need clutter. I'm just going to throw it away. And when my wife came home, hey, those were the beads that her father gave her before he passed away. And the garbage truck had already left.
Oh, you just threw her father away.
Why are you laughing, Greg?
Because it's just such a thing a man would do.
Uh-huh. Oh, we got tons of these.
I mean, like, how many?
Hey, don't be sexist. Women can do that, too.
No, my mom does it to my dad. But, I mean, just something like that. Like, we got so many rosary beads. We don't need these that have been hanging on the wall.
Okay.
Ali,
Eastern version,
didn't you think they were special if they were hung on the wall?
They were just up there. And I was like, no one uses these. We have a ton of them in the drawer.
Oh, my God. Ali.
Oh, look at this Picasso. It's throw it out.
No one's using it.
When does she mention it, and what does she say when she mentions it?
I definitely feel bad about this. So she mentioned it when she got home and she saw that there wasn't, like, hey, what happened to the rosary beads? And I was shocked. I was like, how did you even know that they were there? We never used them or anything. And I was like, I threw them out. She goes, no, don't play with me. I'm like, I threw them out this morning.
Oh.
And she starts crying.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just felt like a total...
Has she ever forgiven you?
Well, she does bring it up occasionally.
Yeah,
I don't
she
know
hasn't.
If she's forgiven me or not, but she you know, she brings it up occasionally.
Yeah, you know, like on the anniversary of his death.
Stop laughing.
Wish I still had those rosaries. That rosary bead from my dad. Oh, well. Rip.
You know what? You sound like
death
such...
anniversary. It was actually on my birthday.
Oh, God, that's even worse. You can't even have a nice birthday, you poor man.
No.
And you sound like you're such a nice guy, too.
I know. You just kind of walked into that, too. It's not like you were being malicious.
Thanks, guys.
So I know. I'm glad you feel better after calling us today.
Well, listen, here, we forgive you. Yeah. I don't know if she does, but we forgive you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ali, for sharing that story. That's tough. You're going to be thinking about that all day long.
Fernando and Greg.
They make my morning commute, though.
99.7 Now.
Wet morning in the Bay, but we're glad you're here, Fernando and Greg Faithful, because we are paying your bills every single hour today. So here in about 6 minutes, first name will pop up, then on the 20s all day long. So if you're registered at 997now.com, you better keep this radio station on somehow, some way, all day to get your bills paid.
Yeah, we were just talking yesterday about, you know, your parents throwing something away that belonged to you, or maybe you accidentally threw your own thing away that was of value. This guy in Georgia, his mom gave away a coffee mug, but it had $6,500 in cash, and they haven't gotten it back. It went to the Goodwill, and I know the mom pleaded, you know, please give it back. I feel so bad, but nope.
No one's going to return that $6,500.
From the texting hotline, Sandra texts in and says that my mom gave away my favorite teddy bear when I was 5, and I was devastated, and she said she didn't know where it was. When I was 7, we were visiting my cousins in Mexico, and I saw my teddy bear in my cousin's room, and I took it back and hid it in my luggage, and then when we got back home, my mom found it when we were unpacking, and I got in a lot of trouble for stealing my own teddy bear.
Yo, that was yours.
It was your teddy bear.
You take that teddy bear.
And you can't get in trouble for stealing your stuff back.
For real, she gave it away. You got to get it back.
She didn't get your permission to give that bear away.
She didn't say it here, but I think she got the chancla.
Yo, if that teddy bear was worth it, probably.
There you go. Sometimes it's
your
all right.
Take
the chancla.
Your stuff and say, listen, we have family in Ecuador. And
yes.
They are, you know, less fortunate, and we need to give it to them.
All the time. And she would clean out my room for me. I'm like, why would you do that?
I know. Kids don't. It's a nice thing to do. But kids don't understand that.
Right.
No. They're like, I don't even know where Ecuador is.
Yeah. I don't even know how to spell it.
Paula's on the line. I know you were just trying to do something nice, but it didn't turn out that way.
So my dad went on a trip to visit my grandparents, and my sister and I thought it would be nice to clean up his bathroom and underneath the kitchen sink and all this stuff. Well, he had a shaving cream jar or can that was a safekeep in it, where you can, like, untwist the bottom and stick, like, your valuables in it.
Oh, yeah, one of those
So my sister threw that away. We, you know, we shook it. We tried to spray stuff out. You know, a little bit came out. We're like, it's rusted. It's old. It's nasty. So we threw it away. Well, when he came back, he actually had, like, this it's called a Spanish cross, and it had a 24-karat gold the necklace and the cross itself, and he's had it since he was a teenager. And it was pretty heavy. It was very big, but he never wore it because he thought it was too flashy. But I remember him wearing it back in, like, in the 80s and the 70s in pictures.
Yeah, when it was okay.
At the time. Oh, yeah, and then he had about $1,000 saved in it, and then my brother had his, like, little baby bracelet, which was, like, you know, 18-karat gold. Like, stuff in it that was worth a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
We all just got rid of all of it.
Dang.
We just tossed it. He said he was so pissed. He was gone for a whole month, and...
So by the time he returned, that stuff was long gone in the trash.
Oh yeah, long gone.
Doesn't it suck when you think you've done someone a favor and only found out that you probably everything up?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's just like, it's nothing that you can really get over, and you just, every time you think about it, like now in your story, I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, I remember that time.
Yeah, you're going to live with that for the rest of your life.
Hey, this is actually a story that ends up happy. 925 says, my stepdaughter accidentally threw away her wedding ring. She didn't realize it until after the garbage was picked up. She called the city of Brentwood, and they actually went through the garbage and found it.
Woo!
Shout out to Brentwood Sanitation.
Nice.
Wow.
That was very nice of them. I would have tell you, go pound sand. I ain't looking through that garbage. That ain't my job is to pick it up, not to look through it. But that was really nice of them to go ahead and do that.
I got bills.
Oh, my goodness. I think we got ourselves the winner on the line right now. Looking for Diana Perea. Hey, Diana, are you there?
I'm on my way to work, actually, and I just heard my name. I'm so excited.
Well, where are you calling us from?
Union City, but I'm on my way to work in Belmont.
Well, then it's you. We're going to pay your bills, Diana.
Yay, I'm so excited. I've never won anything. So
well, now you have, looks like
win.
You got a Visa bill you want us to pay, and it pays off to get up early and do what?
And call 99.7 now.
No, and listen to Fernando and Greg. That's the
yes,
answer.
Say that.
Listen to Fernando and Greg.
There we go. We got to train you people now.
I know it.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
All right, Diana, it's okay. You'll come along, but we did
never.
Pay your bill, so.
I'm too much of a radio veteran to let... To set someone up like that without knowing exactly what they're going to say. She let me down.
So sad.
Thanks, Diana. We appreciate you listening. And everybody else, make sure you're listening at 720. That's the next time we will call the name for Pay Your Bills.
Yep. Every single hour today. Take a look at the amazing photo Jennifer Lopez posted. We posted it for you on our Fernando and Greg Instagram. She's not quite 50 yet. I think she's 49.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, of course, she just announced with A-Rod, too, that they were doing the no sugar, no carb challenge for 10 days. And I believe yesterday was day 9. So today's day 10. I'm sure she'll make it. Anyway, she got serious abs. J-Lo, I mean, J-Lo always looks amazing, but this picture is pretty freaking fly. And even one of her exes noticed too. Diddy left a comment that read OMG with a smiley face and the stars coming out. Actually, the hearts coming out of the eyes.
And then he wrote, remember when we killed that guy in the club?
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
That's why they broke up.
Oh, wow. Why, what is he doing commenting on her picture when she has a man?
Correct. And after how they broke up and what went down at that club, I think that there should be no contact between the two.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that nearly ruined her career.
I'm so surprised that like these two are still actually pretty close. They're friends.
Is that appropriate, Shan, for an ex to be commenting on when you have a current?
Absolutely not. 100% not. If my man's ex-girlfriend commented OMG with the little heart emojis, girl, it'd be a wrap. I'd be like, OMG, where do you live? Like,
OMG, I'm going to kill you.
Right?
You better watch it. If the ex is Diddy, he going to get you first.
I know.
He has a history.
Careful who your ex is.
888-456-9970. Has this ever occurred to you that an ex is commenting on your man or your woman's social media, or would you have to take them out if someone did that?
It's so inappropriate. Like, there is a million people on Instagram. Go find someone else to comment OMG heart eyes.
I agree. I sort of agree with you on this one. I don't think it's appropriate. Because
I don't think so either.
He is the ex, and they had a very weird breakup. I know a lot of people don't remember it because it was 20 or something years ago. But, I mean, there's a lot of mystery. They need to do, Netflix needs to do a documentary on that.
There should be like a behind the music on that one.
What happened?
What happened was I believe they were at a nightclub in New York. It was Diddy, J-Lo, and a crew.
Right.
Some dude ended up got shot. Now, I cannot remember because it's been so long ago if the guy died or not, but you'll have to do the fact finding on that. And Diddy was implicated in the shooting.
Yeah, but
and J-Lo's people soon after were like, okay, this is not the image we are trying to portray for you. You're breaking up with Diddy. She did, and that was the end of that.
Right. And then one of Diddy's boys took the rap.
Correct.
No. He's in jail?
He was.
I would have to do my research.
I believe his name was Shine.
20-something years ago.
He's a rapper, too.
Yeah. Damn. And he ain't commenting on nobody's Instagram, OMG Heart Eyes.
No, because you can't do that from jail. Oh, yeah. Actually, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Actually, you can.
Meanwhile, Justin Bieber just put out a new clothing line. Did you guys check this out? It's called Drew House.
It is the ugliest, tannest. I don't get it. Why is it so tan? It looks like the UPS driver. Oh,
it looks like those burlap sacks we always tease your mom about wearing when she was a kid.
Those are flower sacks.
Sorry. Either way.
Anyway,
it's not a flattering
and I think those
look.
Were white, by the way.
Anyway,
it looked like one day he sat down to design his clothing line, and the UPS driver came. He opened the door and thought, brilliant! I'll do this, but baggy.
It's so hurt.
It's so ugly. Now, I know people are mad because it's so expensive. You should be mad because it's so ugly. Why do you want to buy it?
No, you look like a potato sack.
It doesn't, it's not flattering to anybody wearing it either. It's super baggy and super tan.
It's nasty.
Also, isn't a House of Derriere, whatever, Beyonce's Darion.
Yeah, but that's canceled. That
yeah,
guy.
But yeah. Now it's like the House of Drew. Like, what's up with the house? Like,
well,
no.
That's just, you know, they all have a house.
The house?
The house of Versace. The yeah. house of, they
oh,
all have.
That's
like, you
is.
Know, your yeah. fashion house.
No, these shirts look like they,
you know,
see,
like, you subscribe to the House of Marshalls.
Oh, yeah, that's my house.
That's your house.
The House of DSW.
That is my castle.
You actually subscribe to the warehouse of DS.
Okay, and these ugly shirts, a t-shirt starts at $48.
No.
There is a beige corduroy shirt. Corduroy?
Listen, I've paid $50 for a t-shirt before.
Okay.
But not an ugly one.
No.
That's tan with an ugly smiley face on it.
Like, if I want, like, a nice, like, Tom Ford or something like that, maybe.
The shorts with the Drew on the pee-pee?
The shorts are so ugly. You know what they look like? They look like, Fernando, didn't you wear some kind of bear outfit or something?
Where?
Like a bear onesie or something.
Oh, it's a reindeer onesie.
Yeah, okay, that's what this looks like.
Yeah, it's baggy like that.
It looks like your reindeer onesie that you wore.
And I only wear that at Christmas time.
No, you wore it for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a costume to me. Also, that beige corduroy shirt is $148.
Girl, everything is sold out. Everything. Every single thing is sold out.
This is the Fire Festival people. The Fire Festival people who went to Fire Festival. That's the kind of people buying this.
More money than sense.
It's just, I gotta be the first. I gotta be one that has this. I gotta.
Yeah, and if you got the money, I guess you're gonna be
so hurt.
Free of that money pretty
we
quickly.
Should come out
I've
of the
got
clothing
the money
line.
To pay for this, but I'm not that stupid.
Like, you look like a reindeer. Like, what is
that? That's what I said.
Like,
it looks like Fernando's outfit. Sal.
I didn't see that one. That is my reindeer onesie.
Sal. Do a side-by-side of Fernando in that dumb reindeer outfit and this girl in that dumb reindeer outfit. Fernando, you could have been a fashion designer.
I am launching a lawsuit against Justin Bieber. He's stealing my style. This is ridiculous. All right, go and we'll get that posted.
It is $128 sold out.
And the only good redeeming thing about that outfit is it looks like it would keep you warm.
I'm glad you could find something.
I bet everybody in Chicago when it was negative 50 yesterday bought
that reindeer onesie at Justin Bieber.
Sold out.
All right, that's the dirty.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, it really has become a national holiday for Americans. And, of course, I am talking about Super Bowl Sunday. And a lot of people let that bleed over into Super Bowl Monday. In fact, last year, Super Bowl Monday cost employers $3 billion. One in 10 Americans called in sick or just didn't show up for work or had taken a vacation day already because they partied too hard on Super Bowl Sunday and they decided Monday it just wasn't feasible to get their butts out of bed and get to work.
Would have been in denial about that, right? Why not just make it a holiday on that Monday?
They really it should be a national holiday. Super Bowl Monday should be a national holiday. They're not going to move it to Saturday. Everybody wants them to move it to Saturday so you can party down and have Sunday to recover.
Yeah.
But as Roger Goodell explained, Sunday night television ratings are through the roof. It's the highest day of the year.
Yeah, but
I mean of the week compared to Saturday, when people have other things to do on Saturdays. Even if it was Super Bowl, people got other things to do. Your big TV nights are Sunday night and Monday night. Those are the biggest of the week. So
I know it's always
it
been that way, but I don't know. I feel like it's a Super Bowl. It's a holiday, so people would watch
on a
Saturday.
They still would, but it wouldn't be like last year, about 111 million watched it. It would go down. Saturday night, even with the Super Bowl, people have other things
still
to do.
Still want to go out. Still want to do other things.
And they might watch it. They really don't want you watching in bars and stuff like that. That makes TV ratings go out. They want you at your home. That's where you're rated, in your home. It's not rated if you're somewhere else. So it really would cost them millions, if not billions of dollars. So that's not happening. So you really got to look to maybe Congress, who can't seem to pass their way through a paper bag to do something at some point to give us the Monday off.
Yeah.
Or you could look to us. We were thinking, we have some extra stuff around here. Maybe we could bribe your boss and see if we could get you off for Monday if you don't want to take a vacation day.
Yes.
Or
let's call their bosses. Yeah.
Well, give me some people, 888-456-9970. If you want Monday off, if your boss is somewhat nice, might be receptive. Don't give us maybe, the big a-hole bosses.
Maybe bribeable.
Then why don't you give us a call? We'll find out what we could bribe your boss with, and we'll try to bribe them and get you Monday off.
That's a fantastic idea.
456-9970. I mean, literally, like, if you're, it's worse on the East Coast. The game starts about 6:35 on the East Coast. With the halftime show, like, this is not a normal football game that's 3 hours. This is going to last about 4.5 hours.
Oh, Lord.
So think about, they're finishing the Super Bowl on the East Coast around 11 p.m. We're luckier, but still, we're finishing at around 8. That ain't enough time to sober up before you go to bed.
No, you are going to be hung over AF.
And then we got to get up. We got to go to work.
No.
It just doesn't seem fair.
Call us if you want us to call your boss.
You got that food baby that you're dealing with, too. That makes you feel sluggish and horrible.
Shan, do you think, I think Cynthia should do it.
Cynthia? Me? Oh, yeah. My God.
Cynthia and Chad.
Girl, I can't even get nothing from Jazzy. You want me to call somebody else's boss now?
Well, we can bribe him. Let's give him some free Barry's Boot Camp.
You think Ian Greg could call Jazzy and get a day off for ourselves?
Try. Yeah. I bet you. I want to see this.
What do you want to do? You want to pay for his Barry's Boot Camp for like a month?
No, he's already prepaid for everything.
Oh, damn.
We gave him that for his birthday, and he was like, thanks, that was a nice gift, but I already prepaid for my stuff, so I'll have to give these single classes to someone else.
Oh, hell no.
All right, so much for that.
You can't even, bribe him with anything because...
Right.
Just try to call Jazzy. Try.
All right, well, I would rather call your bosses. We'll try to annoy Jazzy later.
Yeah.
But we should try to call some bosses. If you want us to try to call your boss, 888-456-9970, we'll get the information. Let's just take a call right here and see. Let's take Michael and see.
What line's he on?
He's on 2. He's on 2.
All right. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, Michael?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Do you want us to try to get you Monday off?
I would love that. Please help me.
All right. Can you say where you work?
Yeah, I work for Closet World in Hayward, California.
Okay, Closet World in Hayward. All right, off the air, we're going to get your boss's information. And we're going to call your boss. Is your boss nice, or is he going to yell at us?
It depends on what mood you find him in, but I think he'll be nice.
Okay. And we'll ask him if we can get you off on Monday. We'll drive him. I think we got some, like, ticket. What is he like? Like, is he like pop music? What kind of concert tickets would
hip-hop,
he like?
Yeah, hip-hop, what's he like?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he likes pop and country. He's a little bit of jack-of-all-trades, I should say.
Does he have kids? People always get soft-hearted with their kids.
Yeah.
It's really hard to say if he actually has kids or not. He's just a workaholic. He loves to be at the office.
Oh, my God, you work with Jazzy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, his name
is
Jazzy.
This is a tough cookie.
I didn't know that Jazzy's brother works at Closet World.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, Michael. Don't go anywhere. We're going to try this a little bit later.
Hang on.
All right, pick up Christine. This is actually fun.
Is she 3?
Yeah, 3, yeah.
All right. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Christine, do you want us to call your boss?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I know he's awake because he was complaining about his 6 a.m. call today, so we can call him.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's ready to go right now.
All right. Yeah, you're ready to rock and roll.
We still got
to
pull together our resources.
Yeah, we've got to find out what we can bribe him with and all this stuff, but we're in.
Well,
hold on.
Yeah, no, I mean, because he's fun.
Okay. He's fun. And can you say where you work?
I work for a startup called Facilitron based out of Los Gatos.
Oh, it's a startup. Y'all don't
he's going to say, y'all need to be inviting us over for a party or something. And it's Los Gatos. Y'all got all that Los Gatos money.
Yeah, and the cats. Yeah, they like to go out all the time.
See?
All right, hold on, right. Christine. We're going to get your boss's information.
Right. Oh, my God. Russ.
All right, take Russ.
Wait,
just
hold
take
up.
It.
I got to play this.
It's 4.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, here's Russ's music. Russ is like a WWE star. He's got his own music.
He got walkout music. All right, Russ.
Yo. Check this out.
Okay, what?
And the Super Bowl has been coming on Sundays for years and years, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. They ain't changing shit.
Oh, dumb one.
You can't cuss. Hang up on Russ. I had to dump him.
Russ, come on,
Sal.
Man.
He's dumped. All right. Sorry, Russ.
Sal, you didn't do your job. You're supposed to tell Russ not to cuss.
You got
to
prep. You got to prep him, man.
And I love he says 50, 60, 70 years. Well, this is Super Bowl, what, 53?
Right.
Or 54, something like that.
To Russ,
he's like to 80. We're not to 60 yet, Russ. We're not to 60 yet.
Anybody else we want to talk to?
All right. No, not right now, because we don't have a dump button. It's got to recharge. The dump button has to recharge.
If we could trust you, we would, but we can't.
Thought we had Russ trained, but that was a mistake.
That's all right. We'll take more later. Remember, there's another Sassy Sports a bit later on this morning
right,
as well.
And I guess we'll start doing these calls in a little bit. So 888-456-9970. Keep that coming.